This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Douglas County School Board president says any action to remove the superintendent will take place during a public meeting, a legal requirement. That's after a private meeting in which the superintendent was told he could quit or be fired. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Board President Mike Peterson said in a statement today that he would engage all board members moving forward. Peterson was one of two members who met privately with Superintendent Corey Wise regarding his job. Other board members criticized the action, saying that the private meeting violated Colorado's open meetings law. Board member David Ray told 1,300 people during a public meeting on the matter Monday night,
"We need you. We need you to hold us accountable. We need your input."
A rally demanding school board members follow the open meetings law is scheduled for Thursday. Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
A 31-year-old man living in Boulder was arrested Tuesday for allegedly threatening violence against the University of Colorado Boulder and UCLA. Officials evacuated an elementary school, several businesses, and homes while negotiating with a man who ended up peacefully surrendering near the CU campus. Police connected the former UCLA employee to an 800-page manifesto describing murder and school shootings. Boulder Police Chief Maris Herold.
There was definitely references to Boulder in the manifesto and a university setting and a schoolyard setting.
Colorado is trying to expand its automatic voter registration program to include Medicaid recipients. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the state needs federal permission to do that.
Colorado automatically registers eligible voters at the DMV, and the state would like to do the same with Medicaid recipients, a group of people less likely to be registered to vote than the general population. However, the federal office that oversees Medicaid has not confirmed whether states can use the program this way. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett has written to the office administrator in a push to make it possible. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Metro Denver and the Front Range are getting snow this morning, and that continues through the day. This is CPR News.